Selling isn't about clever tricks or high-pressure techniques. It's about understanding a fundamental truth. People hate being sold to, but they love to buy. This perspective shift transforms everything. When you focus on creating environments where customers naturally want to purchase rather than trying to force a sale, magic happens. The most powerful buying motivator isn't your product features or even your price. It's whether customers like and trust you. Before anything else, people buy from people they connect with. Think about your own buying experiences. When was the last time you purchased something significant from someone you actively disliked? Probably never. What drives your specific customers to buy? Is it increased productivity, solving a persistent problem, or gaining status among peers? Understanding these motivations requires genuine curiosity and research. The difference between average salespeople and masters is philosophical. Mediocre sellers think about meeting this month's quota, while exceptional ones build relationships that last forever. Each interaction becomes about connection rather than transaction. This isn't just feel-good advice, it's the foundation of sustainable sales success that works whether you're selling enterprise software or kitchen knives. When facing rejection or difficult days, where do you place blame? The economy? Unreasonable customers? Aggressive competition? Top performers look inward instead, taking full responsibility for their circumstances. No one will ever truly care about your success as much as you should. External motivation, whether from managers, trainers, or motivational speakers, is temporary. Internal drive is sustainable. True sales success comes from self-determination and putting in work while others sleep. The secret most won't admit? Selling becomes easy only after you've done the hard work others refuse to do. When you inevitably hit a slump, avoid common mistakes like panicking or pressing too hard. Instead, revisit fundamentals, talk to your best customers, and seek evaluation from mentors. Your philosophy drives your attitude, which drives your actions, which determine your results, and ultimately, your lifestyle. Develop what I call a yes attitude that assumes everything will start with yes, even when facing initial rejection. Most salespeople know what they should be doing, but aren't doing it. When reading advice, don't just think, "I know that." Ask yourself, "How good am I at that?" The gap between knowing and doing separates average performers from champions. Walking into a prospect meeting unprepared is sales suicide. Starting with, "Tell me a little about your business," signals total ignorance and ranks among the dumbest things you can say. Almost as bad as beginning with, "Let me tell you about my business." Prospects don't care about you until you demonstrate value for them. Smart preparation requires gathering intelligence from multiple sources: their website, recent news, social media presence, literature, vendors, competition, customers, network connections, and employees. This takes time, but impresses prospects who silently notice your effort. They appreciate when you reference specific company initiatives or demonstrate knowledge of their industry challenges. Most salespeople make the fatal error of only preparing their own materials, PowerPoint slides, samples, literature, the same things competitors are doing. True preparation means working while others relax, understanding that the workday starts the night before. Winners prepare thoroughly by creating detailed prospect profiles and anticipating objections. Whiners make excuses about lack of time. Remember what your mother always said: do your homework. It's the foundation of sales success. Personal branding isn't complicated. It's about becoming known for your expertise rather than your sales pitch. This means creating demand indirectly by establishing yourself as a respected authority and separating yourself from competition. It builds confidence in you first, then your business. Start by securing yourname.com immediately. Share valuable insights without keeping score. Dedicate consistent time to content creation and networking. Craft a powerful 30-second commercial focused on value, not features. Add creative flair to everything you do. Position yourself as a resource, not a salesperson. The result? You'll become known as a person of action, a leader whose reputation precedes you. Instead of cold calling prospects, they'll reach out after reading your articles or seeing you speak. People will want to buy from you rather than being sold to. When you're well-positioned, you'll always meet with decision-makers because your reputation has opened the door. Success comes when you transition from making 100 cold calls daily to having a waiting list of eager clients. When facing price pressure, the solution isn't discounting, it's creating genuine value that competitors aren't offering. Give value first, without expectation, and give it often to your best prospects. One powerful approach is providing free educational presentations on valuable topics, not sales pitches, to high-profile audiences. When facing price objections, draw a clear line. On one side is price too high, on the other is what customers really want. More sales, greater productivity, profit, better image, loyal employees, no hassles, and free time. If you deliver these, price becomes secondary. Yes, 30-40% of customers buy solely on price, but 60-70% will pay for value if you clearly demonstrate it. Remember, cheap customers are typically difficult customers who consume disproportionate time and resources. Start sales calls at higher levels in organizations. The higher up the corporate ladder, the less price matters. When someone hammers you on price, ask, "Price or profit? Which would you rather have?" Price lasts for a moment. Profit lasts a lifetime. Networking combines life skills, social skills, and sales skills. It's business leisure conducted before and after work hours, not during the frantic 9-to-5 grind. The golden rule? Go where your customers and prospects go. Don't just attend, lead, present, and participate actively to maximize visibility and connections. Challenge yourself to spend 75% of networking time with people you don't know. Unlike cold calling, networking builds face-to-face rapport that leads to referrals and friendships lasting a lifetime. The biggest networking secret? Pay attention to surroundings with 360-degree peripheral vision while never being rude to the person you're speaking with. Get involved and lead rather than just attending. Recognize that networking happens in the relaxed leisure zone where more gets accomplished than during the frantic workday. The most critical yet weakest aspect of selling is asking powerful questions. Great questions deliver 9 benefits: qualifying buyers, establishing rapport, creating prospect disparity, eliminating competition, building credibility, understanding needs, identifying hot buttons, gathering personal information, and closing sales. Create questions so powerful, prospects say, "No one ever asked me that before." Instead of, "What type of insurance do you have?" ask, "If your husband died, how would house payments be made?" Make prospects think about themselves, but answer in terms of your solution. Avoid dumb questions that alienate. Who are you currently using? Are you satisfied? How much are you paying? These price-driven questions lead to low margins. Instead, ask questions that make prospects think in new ways. What would you do if you lost 2 top customers?